parashas b'chukosai has in itself, b'tzem two inyanim. The parasha mitzaratzmoi, the parasha toiches, and the klolos and brachas. And the Mishnah says that Chazal were metaken that you read b'chukosai before Shavuos and kisavoi before Shoshana as a kiyum of tichle shana kloloseon and tochel shana b'chaseon. So Bukhoise has an Indian to be, it has the Indian b'fnei atzmoi, what it is. And also mitzad the Magal Hashanah, it has that same Indian, there's a reason why it's a Zman of Teichach and so on. The Poshut Pshat is that you want to start the new Zman with brachos and so on, and that's why you have the, you want whatever the Rosh Hashanah is to be with brachos. So the chelik that shayach to Rosh Hashanah itself is understood. It's a new year and so on, every facet. Shavuos, the Gemara asks, what's the inyan of Shavuos? Where's the tochel shana b'chaseo, what kind of shana? So the Gemara says that it's Rosh Hashanah feilonis. It goes like the, so it's kind of, and that's why shtei alechem you bring, because shtei alechem is the, it's the Paris Ha'ilan on his bar, the oilam is needed on Paris Ha'ilan on Rosh Hashanah on Shavuos. It's the Zman Din for Paris, and therefore the Torah said, therefore the Akash Baruch has to bring Shtei Alechem. So it's very strange. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. The Rosh Hashanahs of Nidin Alamayim is important. Called me more and over the fun is important. Tavua, I mean, Paris is somewhat important, and yet the whole parish of Broch and Klola is specific to that. There's one for Rosh Hashanah, that's the big one that we understand, the Dinyan of Broch and Klola, and the second one is for Paris Elan. I mean, it's not such a, I mean, it's not something where you'd say there's a whole cycle of Klola, and now there's going to be a cycle of Bracha. It seems to be very out of place. The Chazal also say that that's why there's the Shtei Alechem here, is because it has to be going to Mandyoma, that the eighth Sadas was Chita. They explain that the Chita was bigger, it was considered a type of Ilan, for whatever reason. But it all goes with that Mahalach. And it's strange that that should be something that's shoved to it. The one of the klolos over here, one of the brachas, is v'nasati gishmecha be'itom v'nosna ha'aretz yivula v'eitz ha'soda yitein piryoi. So Chazal dashen over here, v'eitz ha'soda hein ilonei srak v'asidin lasas peris, that the eitz ha'soda yitein piryoi is going on ilon Yisrak, that lost it lovely. It's going to, even ilon Yisrak and Yisrael are going to be moitzi peiris. So, two things. First of all, the whole Gemara over here, the whole parish over here, it's talking about loved after the lost it lovely of, I don't know, Tchias HaMesim or something. It's not about losid. It's talking in general. The losid lova atzas soda yitin period that atfila ilan yisrak and mosi peiris seems like the losid lova yivachus hayomim, not something that should be part and parcel of the normal mahalach. B'chukoisai is the normal brachan kolala. And the shayim point out in Chazal and one of the kinnas we say lists every single kolala with what happened at the Chor Beis HaMikdash. That's the norm of it. The norm of it is that it's talking about the general Mahalach HaKla Yisrael Alad Mosam. They had better times, worse times. It says by Yoshiyahu, he thought that Afilu Cherav Shal Sholom Le'yavah Baratzechem, but he didn't realize it wasn't on that Madrega because of the Chet and so on. It's not something that, this is not something to get only to Mashiach. So how do you understand Eitz Horit in Peri Lodi Srak would be going on the normal normal Yehudim of Toiv of the Bracha. Besides which, I have a shaila here. It says, Ve'etz asod yitein piryoi is going on Ilan Yisrak. It doesn't make any sense to to use the word period. Lamashal, if I were to tell you that I'll make a nace and the rocks will produce peiris, so yes, it could happen, but I can't say the rock will produce period because it's not, I mean, what the rock doesn't have natural peiris. The rock is void of peiris, but you made a nest and it has peiris. So Eitz HaSod Yitein Pirioi is going, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a nes, and an oak tree is going to grow peiris of some sort. That's nice, but that's not called Pirioi, that's not its peiris. So how can you darshan the word of Eitz HaSod going on, Yitein Pirioi is going on Ilan Yisrak? There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says Reb Gamliel darshened a whole bunch of inyanim. Kiyori Yosef Gamliel v'kodorish. He darshened a whole bunch of things that are going to happen. Lasa lovat. Asida isha sheteled b'chol yoyim. A woman's going to give birth every day. Shnei mahara v'yeled es yachtov. Legal of oisa talmud. So talmud came and said, ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. Amalei boi v'arich dugmosa b'olam hazeh. I'll show you that there's something like it in olam hazeh. And he showed him a tana goylus. Then Reb Gamliel darshened asida milonis shmetzim peyas b'chol yoyim. Shenev v'nosa anaf osa pri and so on. Legal of Isa Talmud and Kalchad Shal Tashemesh Bevel to Osam Hazet. And then he said extended social tetzgulus course and legal of Isa Talmud Bevel Kemasek. Three inyanim here that he said. There are many, you know, it's why, for whatever reason, the Talmud, when he was malaglik, and he said, Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh, it's not clear, there's a machlokes, if Yom Yisrael Mashiach will be the same as we have it today, won't be the same, whether the only difference is Shibud Malchias, or there'll be Shinuyim. I'm not quite clear the Lishitos over here. Did he hold like that? Did he not hold like that? But it seems as if both of them, either they're talking about a Lasid Lovay that's not quite over there, or they both hold that the Ein Bein, the Moisa Mashiach, Lalam Hazah, Ella, Shibud Machis Bolvat, that there is no Makom for Nyanim that are going to be Shinuim and Teva. To which there's a back and forth over here. He said three things that seem to be Shinuim and Teva, to which he says, Boi V'erich Dugmosan. So what is, how does the dugmasan resolve it? You know, if I tell you that I can show you a mephis and a person is going to jump, I don't know, 100 feet high and they say it's impossible, it has to be a nest, they'll say, well, a kangaroo does it. Yes, but that a person be a kangaroo is a chiddush. That a tree that doesn't give pears every day, we have a dugmasan from tzlaf, yeah, that's a nature tzlaf. But for an apple to do it, it is a nace. So what's in the shakl of Itaria? He wasn't makhish to him. It wasn't a apikoyus saying there can't be nisim. He was telling the Zanhaga called Enkel Chashas Hashemesh. He told him there is. And these three inyanim that Gamliel listed, what's the tzad hashava? There are three very specific inyanim about giving out certain things, being isha, being moilit, and ilon, and peiris, and so on. And there's to be some sort of nekuda. Reb Gamliel was expressing a certain nekuda, and there was a vikuach in the Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, if it is or it's not Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. And I like to try to be oimed on a little bit, because it's very negiat rinyin of the Ilan Yisrak giving peiros. This is Ilan Yisrak giving peiros. So let's think a little bit, let's understand a little bit about the Ilan Yisrak and so on, and let's be misamik a little bit in your broch and klola. You have a musig of broch and klola as being the most general hechetimtza of tov and ra. You have, when the bria was concluded, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was, Vayvarach Elokim Asim Ashvi, or Vayvarach Oisem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a brocha to Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a brocha to Dagim. There are halakim of the Bria that immediately, before we even have about the Bria being finished, really, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu being manchel brocha on it. So you have the Vayvarach Oisem Elokim Lema Pru Vuhu Mila Samayim. you have a bracha to Adam, and you have, you said, Pruvu Milas Aretz, you have a bracha for Shabbos. So in Bria Sa'olam, you already have the musik of bracha being chal. Chazal said the Torah starts at Bracious because he wanted the ois of bracha. So there's a musik of bracha being chal on that. And then you have klola already there when Adam Arishan, as soon as it was chayte, there was an aru, there was a set of aruras. So brachas and klolas have the sheirish in the very beginning of the bria. And let's try to understand what is bracha and klola. In what sense? What are they? What's the teichen of bracha and klola? That it seems to be the first quality. You describe things as being toiv moed, and then by yivarech is the first chalois on it. So the inyan of the bracha is just like if we're to ask ourselves, Akadosh Baruch Hu's yachas to the world. We say that the letter Bracious, the word Bracious starts with the letter Beis because it's bracha. Means that the Sheirish of Kadosh Baruch in the Bria is an offshoot Kaviyachal. The Bria is an offshoot Kaviyachal of a certain Bekoyach that was there. The potential to create the world actualized itself and became the world. That's the Metzius of the Bria. So the most shayrishtika pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is not he created a world, but within the infinite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a toilada, and it came out in a certain, it produced itself in a certain way called this world. Like Kaviyachal in the sense of a child being born, Kaviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in different places in the Bria, put in this koyach, and it's the most elementary, positive koyach. A person was created in order to create. A person was created in order to bring out something. Anytime something ends within itself, anytime something closes in within itself, that's called aur. It's the sterility of not producing is called arura, because that's in the big scope of thing, that's misa. Something becomes finite when you put a circle around its metzias in time, in place, in accomplishment, and that's all there is to it. This is what it is. The Gemara says there's no bracha, it's not chal on davar mesumen. Something which has been described, defined, bounded, and so on, is dead. That's what it is. When something retains its chiyus, and it is beginning to, when it has in itself the koyach of chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into it, it begins, it produces. And that is bracha. The thing is moilet, that which is moilet, that which is moilet. And so on. So the nekuda of toiv in the bria, the nekuda of chai in the bria, is described as that which is bringing out potential. It's bringing out something that was in it, and bringing it outwards. So the making of Peiris and the Bria is something that's innate to the Bria itself, and therefore it is, and it's the sign of its chiyus. When a tree, in a tree's life cycle, when the Peiris start drying out, when it stops producing Peiris, it's a sign that the tree itself is beginning to die. The first koyach of a person, the last koyach a person gets, is the koyach haylada. All those other koyachs are working and functioning, and he becomes a gadol when he gets the koyach haylada. that makes him into a gadol. And when he is, the first koyach that begins to draw back is the koyach of hilada. And then all the other koyachs follow suit afterwards. Gadlus katan, it says katan, gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv is a katan. As long as something is not producing, it itself has be'etzem no schus kiyam mitzad atzmoy. When it starts producing and giving out, that's when it has its own mitzias. And the first step in becoming dependent is when that koyach stops, and then everything else begins slowly to dry up and so on. That's the mahalach of teichen and the bria. The tachlis of the bria, the nekuda in the bria that is meant to be what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it, is the koyach of bracha, of being able to produce. So we've described many times sort of yesh me'ayindik. It's yesh me'yesh, but much more than what was. And klol is when that stops. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekalel, the Adam and Chava and the Nochash, the klola was koitz v'tardar tatzmiach. The Adama won't give you its koicha, because, in other words, it will not be productive anymore. It's going to, or better said, it's going to have a very restricted productivity. And the isha will be violent with tsar, and so on. The klola was chal specifically on the koiches, on the different koiches of Eilod and the Bria, because that's what klola versus bracha is. There is no such thing in the Bria as Ilone Srak. That which is there not to produce, not to give anything, is not, doesn't have a makom in the Bria. Nothing in there is no tachlis inside the Bria in a final way. Nothing is there for the sake of itself as it is. It's interesting. In Russian English, you speak about fruit trees, but you don't speak about non-fruit trees. I mean, it's the default, a tree is a tree, and those trees that are miyuchad, they're fruit, are called fruit trees, fruit-bearing trees, and so on. It's just like you don't refer to people as non-musical people. You refer to people as people, and someone who's gifted musically, you speak to him as being musically gifted, or whatever it is. I mean, pears, and that seems to us a lot more normal. Most Ilanis don't produce pears. There are some Ilanis that do produce pears. How come there's a lotion called Ilanis Srak? Trees that do not produce pears. Because the understanding is, since the eitz is, the metzias of an eitz is that it's oisa pri, so it's eitzim be'etzim should be productive, because that's part of the metzias of everything that has life, some life to it. There's a klol on the world that there's ilone srak, and therefore it's something that's there are many trees that are not producing. But that's hefech ha-teva. The teva is that everything in the world, starting with trees, is meant to produce. Because of the kalala, not everything, things have dried out. Many types of trees have dried out in terms of producing. But that's not what its real mitzvah is. That's the pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos here. The whole ligligolov and so on. Back and forth. I don't know what they hold in terms of the of Lasla, but they could be holding. I would think that the Shaka Vataria is, they hold that there is no difference between Moshe Mashiach to now, except for Shivu Malchis. And that's why when he darshened Asid, all these Asidin, the Talmud's taina was, there's Enkel Chodesh Al Sashemesh. You know, it's not going to happen. His answer was, means that level of productivity, producing a child every day, producing payers that are ready, and so on, that's there in the Bria. If I see such a level of productivity somewhere in the Bria, that a Tainagos can be battle based, whatever it is, that means that because the Koyach of Hoylada is mitzad the etzem shaykhis of the Bria, mitzad the etzem mile of the Bria, then if we see that it's not there, that's a klola, that's a disease that has to be eradicated. So just like if we would say, for instance, people are going to live to 120, so we'd understand it because since the Bria was set out to be 120, then the reason why we don't have such long life is because there's some sort of mahalach of a klola. So all that's going to happen is the klola is going to be taken away and the natural stays like that. So Gamliel showed him in these three inyanim, all three inyanim are inyanim of Hailad, of Paris. All three of these inyanim, you see that there's a roshim still in the Bria of what it's supposed to look like, and therefore it's going to be like that, lasid lavo, and it's not a steerer to the klal of Enkel Chosach Shemesh. This is part of the original Bria, and the klola, the mania, was the chiddush over here. Let's go back to one other inyan. In the world of Ruchnius, so in the Klolius of the Bria, we have a bracha as being the Sheirish of the Bria, and we have a Klola being unnatural state. And that's why come Rosh Hashanah, when we're starting over Bria Soilim again, we're looking to put Klola aside and return the Bria to its natural matzav of a bracha. There's, in the world of Ruchnius, there's also a certain Sheirish Bracha. And that is, the Gemara says, it's called Lamashal. It's called Mavin Dover Mitoich Dover. That when a person has an idea, when a person has a thought, when a person knows something, you can deduce something from that. The process of Bina is Mavin Dava Mitoich Dava. The Gemara says that it is a Shaila of Talmud is Gadol, a Mais is Gadol. So the Gemara says, Nira Gomer, the Talmud Gadol, She Talmud Mavi Lede Maisa. So that means that Talmud brings to Maisa. Within the world of a person's Talmud and so on, there is the ability to bring to Maisa. So if we're asking ourselves, where is there a Sheirish in the Bria, in the Ruchnistic world, that parallels the Inyan of Hailada and the Inyan of Bracha in the Gashmistic world, in the physical world, it would be in the world of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah to the rest of the Bria is the Bechina of Hailada. The about time it's a Zera Kaddish, that the Tipa Zera originates in the Moichin of the person, in the Moyach. In the physical world, I'm not sure what it refers to, but in Mitzad Teichin, that certainly is true. Maisim are not Mizborech Mitzad Atzmon. It's always Das is something that's misbarech, because that's the nature of Das, that it's misrabe misbarech. The Matan Torah was, until Matan Torah, you have to say something. Without Matan Torah, keeping the Torah was a series of tzivuyim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Avram was mitzavez beisei. Each of the others added mitzvahs. We've seen Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that the Kabbalah Sa'avis is Chalanas, the same Chiyuv, as mitzvahs. In other words, Tzivuyim to do specific inyanim are Mechay of a person, but they don't ever give the person a Drisus Regal in the world of the Das of Torah. A person does it because he has to do it. So he does Maisa A, Maisa B, Maisa C. You know, a Kitzah Shoharuch, In that bechina is not the bechina Torah we're talking about. It's telling you it's directives what to do, and it's fine. In the world of Torah, the chelik of Torah where it's shaykh to be dan and to be moyle the halacha and to expand the Torah and to darshan, all of those drushes are expansions of Torah. They're things that Torah is expanded infinitely through drasha, and therefore that's shaykh to the world of Torah. Understanding it as a mahalach rather than just having piske dinim. So in Matan Torah, there was on the ruchnistic level was also given the inyan of eitz and period to the bria. We have the Torah. This is the Torah from Beis Yisrael, from Emesai until Solomon in Uktzin. Within that, we can be Meilet. This the parallel to Paris is this, and that's why it also something that it needs to be oimid on the side of bracha, because that's the etzim mechus of it. Bracha is good for everything, but only these two inyanim, the bria bechlol yusa, is oimid on a platform of bracha, and Torah amongst avoid of ruchnius is oimid on a platform of bracha. There's an interesting, the Gemara says in Brachas that Hasidim and Rishonim used to daven a tremendous amount, 3 hours before, 3 hours afterwards, and so on. So where was their melacha, and where was, and the Torah, you know, what happened? When did they work, and when did they learn? So the Gersa we have by us is that the Teirasan mitoich that they were Chassidim Shonim, Teirasan was miskayemes, and Malachton was misbereches. Some quoted the Shalach Kaddish, and others quote it more differently, and the Yerushalmi says it differently. The Yerushalmi says that nitna bracha b'maisi yedehen b'teirasan. Nitna bracha b'teirasan. And the way that the others from quoting more by us, I'm not sure if they have a different girsa, or they say that the Teirasan was misbereches and melachta nasas the achirim. The Gemara, the other Gemara with Shemichoy and so on. But that's in other words, there's an alternative girsa, or an alternative shita for sure, that in Torah itself there's bracha also. It's something which a person can learn a lot of, just like Moshama Davadayma. A person can memorize an entire set of numbers to know information. If a person has a formula or an algorithm, all he has to do is have that formula and he can build out everything else from it. It keeps going infinitely. So there is no end to. When a person has a real sheirish, there's no end to it. And therefore, the misbereches, in Torah you have a chalois of misbereches, that even though the chassidim and rishonim were able to learn only a small amount, the mahalach of misbereches allowed them to be even everything else. It says, in other words, Torah has itself a mahalach that Dava mitoich dava is moilit. So I want to bring it down a little bit in the lemais of it. If a person, it's true on two levels. And in general, avodas ha'adam. If a person dehers his peulas, his melachas, in Ruchnistik Eifin, as just being things that he has to do, and doesn't see it giving Paris, then the pshat is that's not real avoida. The real avoida of a person is that whatever he's doing is productive. There's no such thing, Ilone Srak, a hefer from the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give anything to be sterile. So if a person is davening, if a person that has his davening as a burden. A person doesn't see the davening being moiled, any change in the person, then there's something wrong. You know, it could be a person has a hot teva. It's part of the klola that we don't have such a sensitivity in ruchnias and so on and so forth. Fine, it's all good. But a person has to understand there's no such thing as ilone srak. Sever to gemasan means we do see from certain inyanim, everyone has inyanim that are more fertile by him, things which are productive. A person does this and it changes him. Every mitzvah has the koyach to bring about that change in a person. And if a person doesn't have it, then it's a klala. A person needs to understand there's something wrong if there's any tchum. And for everyone, it comes in different, in varying. For one person, davening is extreme ergation. For one person, it's the burden and so on. And for one person, ma'isa mitzvahs are a burden. For one person, ma'isa tzedakah is a burden, and vice versa. Those are all tchunis, but it's important to understand that it's a klala. That's not the way it should be. It's something's wrong that there are no ilani srak. It's the eitzi thing. Period means every eitz in the bria has a pre, and it's not something that it's not shayach to bezman hazeh. It's the way it should be. We have a problem if it's not like that. But this becomes nichpal when it comes to the world of Torah. If a person can learn, it's two things. It's an understanding, first of all, what is the bulk of our learning is what's called Gemara in a big sense of the word. The Balatanya explains in the Talmud Torah, Gemara is not specific Talmud Bavli that we have. Gemara is the harchavas devarim of everything else, of all the other Chalkei Torah. We have Torah Shebiksav, which is very finite. We have Torah Shebaal Peh, which is also finite in a sense. In other words, the Mishnayos, the basic Piskei Halachos, those dinim that have a chesima of a Talmud on it, for us the Piskei Halachos, and that's finite. It goes from a Masai and it finishes at the end of Uksan. That's what we have. The chalois of infinite is in the havana, in the dava mitoch dava. When we have a halacha, we have a mitzvah with a series of halachas about the mitzvah. When we start thinking about it, what we're trying to do is tap into the sheirish of the bracha shabai. When a person is able to, if I give a person piske halachas, all he can do with it is just use them. The Gemara, the Lashon is beya bekuscha. Paskan halacha that says exactly what it says. So it's like the proverbial fish. I can give the person a supper. That's all I can give him. But if the person learns to try to understand what's the klal of this din, and how would it apply in a dozen different places, and how does it stand zeluma se with halacha that's similar to it, and what enough geminis, then it becomes a very productive process. The Gemara says by Rabbi Yechon Shlokish that he would, you know, after Shlokish died, he was very despondent, and they sent in Ashra was to speak to him in learning, and he said, you know, he brought him rayas, 24 rayas to his share. And Rabbi Yechon got very upset, and he said, you know, these are the I mean, you think you're replacing Rish Lakish? He says, Rish Lakish would ask Kashis. I think the lesson is Rav Chashmaitza. It would start expanding. The kashas are enlightening in the sense, oh, so I must redefine it in a way that in this case it applies, in this case it doesn't apply. After Tosfos gets through with the halacha, then it's a new halacha. Tosfos will ask a different gemara, and Tosfos will explain, this is talking about this case, this is talking about this case. Okay? So if the same halacha expresses itself in two different cases, it needs to be redefined. If it applies here but doesn't apply here, and this is the clone, then we have a new din over here. Rav Hutner writes, it says, when the Gemara says, Lanisha Pasha Zul Vishal Dovashin is Chadishba. So it's strange. So why, I mean, if I could get, if I told somebody something, gave somebody instructions how to get something, to do something, and then I remember something I left out, I'd have to be a pretty big bore to go through the whole thing all over again just for that extra thing. I should correct locally this point, that point, the other point. So Rav Hutner writes, when something is Nishadish in a Pasha, it ought to give a new light to the entire Pasha. I need to see it differently. The process of the Iyun and the Amelus Patera is the process of tapping in to those Chalakim of Bracha in Taira. That's what this Chalak of Taira is. So we can only spend a finite amount of time to learn what's given. That's the Mishnah and the Mikra are finite by their very nature. Understanding is infinite. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that ability to relate, the way Torah is infinite to us is mitzad dova mitoich dova. And therefore, when a person is spending his time properly being ma'ayin, where a person understands what he's doing and he's being makshem, mefarik, what the person is doing is he's being marchiv kibbutz Torah, he's being moitzi the peiros that are inside it. And that's why it's a very, in a certain sense, this is the nekuda, this is the bracha in Torah lies over here specifically. This is where I can unlock the infinite amount of Dvar Hashem that lies within the finite words of Dvar Hashem. And secondly, there's also a person's hisnagus of toiv, a person's maisim toivim, a person's midas toivis, should ideally be the product of a bracha of das, of gdolah talmud shemiviyah l'dei maisa. It's not, you learn the Gemara Pashas, a guy has a choice, you don't do A or B, so A will get him further. No. It's telling us that if a person has A, if a person is a bal seichel and a bal das, be'emes, that will be merely than hagas tovus. It's just like if I want to plant something, if I want more apples, I don't plant an apple, I plant a sheirish, or seed, or whatever. What is the sheirish of ruchnias? The sheirish of ruchnias is my understanding. It doesn't always produce pears. It's stunted sometimes. We have big klolos, and therefore what we know and understand and think doesn't always blossom into the world of Maisa. That's an Avoida. But if I ask myself, what's the single most significant Sheirish of Ruchas I can put in myself, the answer is Talmud Torah. Peiris Ha'ilon on Nidon, on Shavuos, on Atzeres, because that is what Torah is. Torah is, in Ruchnius, the Ilon that's supposed to be main of Peiris. And therefore, it's fascinating. The Arizal is his sefer that deals with the Inyan of Pnim is called Eitz Chaim. The sefer that tries to translate into certain lemaisdik kavanis, one or two sfarim, is called Pri Eitz Chaim. In other words, if I understand something in a certain way, then it pushes me to act in a certain way. If a person really thinks about something, really feels a certain way about something, that should prompt it to come out. It's the kolol of the bria that there's a certain gap between the two, that a person's das and seichel can be developed, and yet the person is not inclined to allow it to sprout peiros. But the right mahalach in the bria is, because if I teach a person on Haga only, then it's limited to that. If I tell a person, let's say I take a person who's clueless, and I tell him, stand up when Reuven walks in. So he'll stand up when Reuven walks in. what about when Shimon walks in? He wasn't told. If I tell a person, you need, there's a halach of kavod talmid chachamim, he'll understand it's Reuven and Levi and Binyamin. If I tell a person what kavod is and what ruchnius is, and the person understands it, then everything that has itself, then a beis medrash will also be included in that kavod. In other words, the further down, the deeper I come to the shayrish, the more peristic it's going to be. The more his ruchnius will have bracha to it. It's not going to be limited to whatever it is that it was taught and trained, and that's it. And we find a lot of times steerers and people that are incredible. The person will be extremely makpid in mitzvah A, but an extremely cutting corners in mitzvah B. So the world terms that as hypocrisy. So sometimes, yes, a hypocrisy in the sense where a person doesn't believe in any of it, he's just doing A to show off or whatever it is. Fine, that's a meter raw. But a lot of times it's because the person's sheirish wasn't deep enough. The person's sheirish, if the person's sheirish goes down to Dvar Hashem, then what's the difference if the Dvar Hashem is tzitzis or kashris or benam chaveroi or stealing? It's all the same thing. Where is there a difference? If it's an isser, it's an isser. And if all the person was aimed on was the prat, and it's gradations, obviously. The more of a prat it is, the less it has bracha within itself. I once heard from the Nesiv Shal, the person, I was sitting there, I was discussing somebody, and he said, he mentioned the Gemara, it says about Achitofel, that you learn that you have to be noy kavod to somebody who taught you, even if he taught you only shtei halachas bilvad. So he was oimid on the word bilvad. So he said, be'emes it's not shaykh, because everything in Torah, if you have two inyanim in Torah, they're always par of aravadik, always mizdavik. If I have two halachas, I can ask one against the other, build a new yasoid. I can look at the ramifications. I can expand it. Torah itself should not be sterile. This was a case where these were two specific halachos that bems were not shaykh to shayish, and still there's a chiv of kibbut. But it was a chiddush, not only shtei halachas, but these are shtei halachas that are bilvadik. They don't have in themselves, because every other part of Torah, it's like a root. As long as it's viable, it'll grow. It'll take longer, but it's going to have the same amount of payers and so on. The understanding of Kabbalah's Torah is that besides the yediyas that we have to know, being mekabel Torah meant that there's the bracha of Torah, that our amelos and yigia is to keep thinking about things so that they expand and they grow, and from understanding to understanding to understanding, and in the person as a whole, the bracha of Torah is that the seed a person plants in his mind gives peiros in his maisim, and just like the bria ketikunai was that those peiros would be instant and constant, they would be every day, immediately, and perfect. Those are the three things that Rav Gamliel spoke about. That's the tefillah, the inyan of shavuos in this context is that the person's that what the person absorbed in seichel and das begin to grow, that there be chal bracha on it, and that there not be any ikuv on the bracha. Whatever is barren, whatever has a sheirish and hasn't produced anything, is klola. There's no middle road. Non-productivity is klola. It's the beginning of wilting and dying. Productivity is not only living, but life-giving. If the things a person absorbs in his mind and his conscience are productive, it's a simen that what's in his mind is life, and it's part of the great bracha that Kadosh Baruch put in the Bria, that there is no srak. There's nothing planted in the beer, it doesn't give anything, and everything has a bracha and a shefa peiros.